This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Russian police arrested more than 3,000 people and used force to break up rallies and protests across the country Saturday. Tens of thousands of protesters defied police warnings to demand the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a nerve agent. He says the poison was slipped to him by state security agents in August. The U.S. strongly condemned the arrests and harsh tactics used against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia. That's according to a State Department spokesperson Sunday. Britain is expanding a coronavirus vaccination program that has seen almost 6 million people get the first of two doses. This even as the country's death toll in the pandemic approaches 100,000. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock said on Sunday that three quarters of the UK's over 80s have received a vaccine shot, but he warned that authorities were a long, long way away from being able to ease lockdown restrictions.
The lockdown is starting to bring cases down, but we're a long, long, long way from being low enough. Because the case rate was incredibly high, and you can see the pressure on the NHS. You can see it every day.
Health officials aim to vaccinate 15 million people, including everyone over 70, by February 15th. Chinese rescue teams have recovered 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion 2 weeks ago. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east of the country on Sunday morning. This is VOA News. The Biden administration will work closely with Israel on regional security issues and to build on the country's regional normalization agreements. That is what White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told his Israeli counterpart, according to a statement on Sunday. On a call with Israel's Mir Ben Shabbat, they discussed opportunities to enhance the partnership over the coming months, including by building on the success of Israel's normalization arrangements with UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco. Sullivan also extended an invitation to begin a strategic dialogue in the near term. A female prime minister in Estonia, Estonia's two biggest political parties, say they have clinched a deal to form a new government to be led by Kaja Kallas. Kallas will be the first female prime minister in the Baltic country's history. The party councils of the opposition center-right Reform Party and the ruling left-leaning Center Party are expected to vote on Sunday in favor of joining a cabinet headed by Kallas. Both parties are set to have seven ministerial portfolios in the 14-member government, which would muster a majority at the 101-seat parliament. Afghanistan authorities say they have rearrested 600 Taliban members who were previously freed from imprisonment. Afghanistan's National Security Advisor, Hamdullah Mohib, made the announcement Sunday, alleging the men in question had returned to the battlefield to plot deadly attacks against government forces and civilians. The men had originally been freed as part of a peace-building agreement between the United States and the insurgent group. Under the February 2020 U.S. Taliban deal, the government had released more than 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 security personnel. Mohib accused the Taliban of failing to live up to its commitments to reduce violence and work toward a nationwide ceasefire. The World Health Organization Director General says vaccines could bring the pandemic under control. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said vaccinations are underway in more than 50 countries. However, all but two of those countries are high or middle income countries. Tedros saying, quote, "We must work together as one global family to ensure the urgent and equitable rollout of vaccines." COVID-19 infections have been unrelenting in Spain, especially following the holiday season. The surge has threatened doctors' and nurses' mental health. In Barcelona's Hospital del Mar, the critical care capacity has more than doubled and is nearly full, with 80% of ICU beds occupied. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.